there are tiny. But when Chandra, pure Chandra, full moon comes out, they become tiny. So lotus or in the world, blue lotus become when they see the beauty of Krishna. Jajam jaguta rochitam vidatatam pattam varascha sriya. Jagun, jagut rochitam. Jagut means swarna, gold. If a gold is given on fire, all his maliciousness,
impurity
goes away, and it becomes so beautiful. That is pure gold. It is so bright. No? But when he sees that golden beauty, sees the beauty of Krishna Dupatta, Pitambar. Pitambar is so bright and so deep and so other having qualities that this golden beauty becomes so sad and becomes jajam. Jajam means
shabd
ho jata hai.
Mani
shabd mane becomes so dumb. Like a beautiful lady is there. No? And she thinks that I am so beautiful. I am so beautiful. But more and more, less time of beautiful dandy. If any other lady, gopi comes, Lalita Vishakha comes, then this lady, at first, she has so much beautiful. Then spectrum. No? So jajam means spectrum.
Spectrum.
It becomes what?
Spectrum.
Jajam.
So here Pitambar is so beautiful and so bright that gold even becomes like nothing cipher is beautiful. No? And becomes jajam. Jajam mane sabdram. Uske baad mein Vrindaranya nivasinam hridi lasat damabhiramo daram. Vrindaranya nivasinam hridi. In the heart of Vrindavanvasi. Who is Vrindavanvasi? From gopi up to any creature, any plant, everything. Gopi, bird, and mayur,
peacock,
deer, everything. Up to gopi, Nivasini. Hridi, in their heart, Hridi, Lakat Dama Piramuda. Always Radha and Krishna, beauty, little, hold her beauty, their beauty. They are remembered there and they, Krishna and Radha, Radha and Damodar, live there in their heart. Radha, Krishna, Radha? Radha Skanda Niveshito Jalabhujam. How Krishna is there? They, Radha and Krishna, in very beautiful pose, always he is shining there. How राधा कंस निवेशित उज्ज्वल भुजम कृष्ण भुजम कृष्ण इज हैंड वेरी लॉन्ग भजानुलंबित भुजा सो फ्रेग्रेंट सो ब्यूटिफुल सो गुड स्मेल सिक्स स्मेल इन हिज हैंड एंड ही हैज हैड हैंड सोल्जर ऑफ राधिका सो दैट by the bhar of bhar means
weight
of that hand radha becomes right so you know? So that subha that subha means
beautiful
that beautiful pose beautiful posture of radhika and adding beautiful hands of krishna and the hand pose and Krishna's thin pose
smiling
smiling Dhyayem Damodaram that skin is there in the heart of all Brajavasin Vrindaranyanivasinam I am remembering that pose in their heart they should bless me that they should also come in my heart.
Okay.
Understand something?
Okay.
One third. Wanted to be married with Krishna. No? They all love Krishna. But Jogmaya saw that if there had been marriage, then sin will be spoiled. So she managed that they should not marry with Krishna, they should marry with any goat, and then they should meet Krishna to purify and to develop prema. No? It has been done, managed by only Jogmaya. So, Karna is also Kunti Putra, his brother of Pandava, and he has faith also to Krishna. But he is opposed to Pandavas and opposed to Krishna. Jogmaya saw that Duryodhana and all are devils. They should be killed. But if Karna is not in their sight, they will not fight with Pandava. No? And they will not be killed. So many lakhs and lakhs of demons. So Krishna told Jogmaya to cover his
intelligence
and make him against Pandava
so that
they will have the assistance of Karna and they will be eagerly fight with that Pandava. Otherwise they will not fight, and if fight was not there, then demons will not be killed. So by the help of Jogmaya, Krishna has done that good thing.
What is Karna's destination? Otherwise he would have seen his bhakta. His destination is what? Krishna covered and he could not see bhakta.
As Jogmaya covered, Krishna also, gopis also.
But Karna's destination?
What destination?
Because in his life he was prevented from having bhakti. He was not allowed bhakti.
He
was bhakti.
But yes, he was quarreling with
Pandava.
No? Arjun can kya marna? Arjun can kill Karana. Because he is not knowing by his own Maya. His bhakti is conquered. So Arjun is not seeing. If Arjun may say, see, the bhakti of Karna, he would not be ready to do it. And Karna knew his path. And that is why he cannot kill
Arjun.
Cannot. He may be killed, but he cannot. This is the bhakti of Karna. And Krishna knew all these things. When Bhishma Pitama was killed, he had no drop of fear. All others were killed. Dronacharya,
Kripacharya,
Kripacharya Maharaj, Ajaram, Duryodhana and all others were killed. Krishna has no what had when Krishna was killed. But skillfully Krishna had to kill all demons, so he was not connecting with
Always
meet Krishna in Golok. Lobato.
Thank you.
आकृतियों को स्नान करा करके बच्चे पर और यशोदा मैया उसको जा रही है, नंद बाबा बैठ गए हैं, पानंद बैठ गए हैं और सारी सारी लाइन के लाइन पर बच्चे सखा लोग बैठे। यशोदा जी ने तैयारी किया है, इसका जो इसमें दिया है पूरी कचौड़ी मलपुआ हलवा महनभोग पूरी लड्डू बने हैं, तो 50 तरह के लड्डू बने हैं, खीर के लड्डू बने हैं, बेसन के बने हैं और क्या क्या सब लड्डू बने हैं, आचार हैं तो 20 प्रकार के आचार बन गए हैं, साग बने हैं तो 50 प्रकार के साग बन गए हैं और दही के बड़े हैं और मैंने भी खाचा कर और दूध के ही पूरी बन गए, महंगाई की पूरी बन गई और मैंने क्या क्या कितने और मधुमंगल को एक लड्डू यशोदा जी ने दे दिया है तो कृष्ण को दिया, तुम्हें लपक करके अपने आप दे और बगल बजाने लगे और मुख में लेकर के हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल करके खा रहे हैं, कभी नंद बाबा बलदेव जी के नीचे गए और कभी खा करके कृष्ण के और कभी अपना ग्रास ले रहे हैं, कभी बच्चे उनके मुख का ग्रास ले लेकर के खा रहे हैं, प्रबंध बताओ इतना सुंदर शैली से वर्णन किया और उसमें एक बात कही गई है, मैं कहना चाहिए उसमें दिखा रहे कौन में राधिका जी तो कोई बनाया किसने राधा जी ने और पर्यटन कर रही है यशोदा मैया और उन्हें और यशोदा ये राधिका जी एक समय में खड़ी है जिससे कि कृष्ण को ना देख सकते और मैं उनको देखती हूँ और आंख के कोने से कृष्ण वहां से देख रहे हैं यशोदा के तरफ और बड़े प्रेम के साथ में आरोप रहे हैं, कभी कभी उनके तरफ देखने से जो हाथ का जो ग्रास उठाते हैं बस यहीं पर आ जाता है वो देखने में लग जाते हैं, इस तरह से सब बच्चों के साथ में खा पी करके और बलदेव जी ने फिर उठे और हाथ धुलाया सुगंधित पानी से और वहीं पर तंब लगाया था तंबू के बीच में, यहाँ के सब ये सेवक हैं सर सुंदर सुंदर पान की बीज त्यागी आया और कृष्ण को खुद देते हुए प्रणाम और फिर गोचारण करने के लिए प्रस्तुत 9 बजे की बात हुई, 9 बजे के बाद ये कृष्ण जाते हैं यशोदा मैया नंद बाबा पीछे पीछे दौड़ते हैं, उनको छोड़ते नहीं है, लाला लाला कभी क्या करते हैं, कभी मुकुट लगाते हैं, कभी कुछ करते हैं और सब जितने बाल बाल गोपी हैं सब एकदम इकट्ठे होकर के उनको दिला देते हैं, ये सबका दृश्य बहुत सुंदर वाली
It's a disciple is feeling that he's not very close to Gurudev in his heart. What is the best way to overcome any obstruction?
If a disciple is feeling that he is not very close to Gurudev in the heart, what is the best way to overcome these obstructions?
Oh, self-class and fully concerned.
How?
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 How? How? How? As desire? Oh.
I'm feeling some obstruction though, I don't know what it is.
Why you are feeling?
I don't know.
I think that there is some lacking.
I think my mind is taking me away somewhere.
So, yes, goodness.
So what to do?
Yes, sir. Surrender openly and fully, solely. Don't. If he will, if he will do shasan, chaloga. If he is being off, no? Like this. Not anger. If he is, that, tum log Hindi speaker ke aao. That is why you are not understanding my feeling. How?
Because I don't speak Hindi.
No, not only. By heart it can be understood. कोई हिंदी वाला अंग्रेजी वाला पढ़ाई नहीं है, सब सबको बस गया अंग्रेजी वाला, ऐसे हैं तो जानते हैं। तेरे शासन क्या की बोले रूलिंग टेलिंग एनी वन थिंग इट मीन्स दैट ही इज नॉट ही इज इन डेंजर ही सेड नथिंग ही शुड थिंक दैट ही इज माई नियर एंड And he is telling for what?
My benefit.
Your benefit. Those who are very far away, he cannot far away from her. So he will tell story speech words. No? But so? शासन बस आप कहाँ रहते हैं जरा आया करें हैं ठीक है अब रहिए एनी वन गवर्नमेंट एंड टेल समथिंग ओ फाइव हैव डन यू शुड नॉट डू It means not that he is in anger and telling all this. To whom he grahan kar leta hai, to whom he accepts as mine, then for controlling them, taking out of these statements, offense and all other things, he felt like All these things. It is mercy of Gurudev. But anyone who is far away from his heart, why he will do so? If you are not my disciple, anyone, then I will tell this seed and to cover all bad things, not opening and not clearing, not brooding. Then he will think, oh, he loves me. And to whom Gurudev wants to clear and adopt them as mine, he. Then he will tell some words to clarify his heart and bring him to Krishna. But unqualified disciple who has not surrendered so fully, they think of it. So their thought, not Gurudev's thought. When a child is so little, often he does not do anything. Then mother comes and gets his feet gives him her milk and support him in always. He can make his food anywhere in his lap and everywhere through his claw. But he will smile and do don't do anything. But when he will be some mature at the age of 12, 16, he will take her breast, he will take if he will make a stool on the clothes of mother, then he will do like so. So you should do all these things. but they are understanding opposite. That is why you are not understanding. You are thinking that I am very far away from mother. Certainly you are far away.
Because you are not understanding my telling. But I think that they are.
Yeah.
So don't feel like so.
But
if you are disciple, I will give like this. But if I am not disciple, I will tell. Dandot pranam, dandot pranam. Sata ja.
What
are you asking? What are you talking about? Okay, so Madhurya Khadam, I will tell you another thing. Okay. Because it's a date for me. They came.
Yeah, I know.
So don't be unhappy that Maharaj is not telling anything. Gurudev tells in heart. So you try to chant, you say to read, and then I will have time, I will read. So don't think that we are very far away, he is not giving affection, no love, nothing.
And after some time, they realize my guru is not Uttam Vaishnav. So, if they accept an Uttam Vaishnav Siksha Guru, will that Siksha Guru take that person back to Dhaka?
Certain, it will. Don't be worried. If your Siksha Guru is so powerful, he can take it.
But no,
if Guru fails, no harm. Yes, sir. Very strictly.
And no need to take any chance because the Siksha Guru can do it.
You should see all Prabhupada and then Siksha Guru. Prabhupada, you know?
Yes.
You have come for Siksha. For Srila Prabhupada. Everything has come in you. So, anyone but if mood, root is deep, so Siksha Guru will come. If anyone is qualified and you have sattva on him, then you can take initiative. Otherwise, leave it. Go on, going all and take a shelter of Siksha Guru will do.
You're giving class tomorrow? Should I come?
If you don't want to.
my lord. They fasted that night. Lakshman brought some water and Ram drank of it, and then handed it back to Lakshman to drink. The food I brought was returned, untasted. The following morning, they matted their locks and walked into the forest. Bharat had found some relief from sorrow in his resolve to seek out Ram and persuade him to return. But his talk with Guha and the sights he saw brought it back in full flood. He lamented, "For my sake, Ram, you slept on the grass. I have seen the spot, and I still live. And they want me to wear a crown on top of all this. Well, I shall somehow take Ram back and seat him on the throne. If he wants his vow fulfilled, I shall replace him in the forest for 14 years. He will agree to this arrangement, as it is only right and proper." Thus he calmed himself. Early next morning, Bharat woke up Satrughan. "What? Are you still sleeping? The day has already dawned. The army has to cross the river. We should send quickly for Guha and arrange for the journey." Satrughan answered, "I am not asleep, brother. Like you, I spent the whole night thinking of Ram." While they were speaking, Guha arrived, and after courteous greetings, announced that he had a fleet of many boats ready. All the baggage and the whole army were put on boats. The loaded vessels crossed the great river. The transport across raised a joyous clamor like some great festival. The people did not see the sorrow in Bharat's heart, for they had concluded, even when Bharat set out, that Ram would surely return. They went forward rejoicing that soon Ram would be in their midst as crown king, and all their recent sorrows would pass like a bad dream. When the whole army had crossed the river, Bharat followed it in a boat, specially fitted up for him. Finally, they reached the ashram of Bharadwaj. Bharat and his retinue went on towards Bharadwaj's ashram. When they reached the Prayag wood, they saw at a distance a beautiful grove with a cottage in its midst. Learning that this was Bharadwaj's ashram, Bharat left his retinue behind and, accompanied only by Vasishtha and a few other elders, walked towards it with due humility. Divesting himself of his silk garments and his weapons, and accompanied only by the ministers, he went on foot behind Vasishtha. A little further on, he left behind even the ministers, and he and Vasishtha went forward alone. When Bharadwaj saw Vasishtha, he rose from his seat and went to meet the illustrious visitor, and bade his disciples to bring the customary water to wash the feet of the guests. Bharat offered humble salutations to Bharadwaj. Learning who he was, the sage received him with the respect due to a king and made inquiries concerning his welfare. He thoughtfully refrained from making any mention of the sad fate of Dasarath. Bharadwaj asked Bharat, "Why did you leave your kingly duties and come over here? Should you not stay in Ayodhya?" Listening to his young wife, Dasarath ordered Ram to live for 14 years in the forest, and the prince accordingly left the city with his brother and Sita. "Do you feel that even now the way is not clear for your rule? And have you come to complete what Dasarath began and make assurance doubly sure?" Hearing these words, Bharat wept. The tears gushed and he could hardly speak. "Death," he said, "would be better than such a life as this. Do you doubt me, master? Please do not blame me for what was done by my mother in my absence without my knowledge or consent. I have come now to do my utmost to persuade Ram to go back with me to Ayodhya and there to be crowned king. and it is my purpose to be his humble slave all my life. I have come here to ask you where Ram dwells, to go and beg of him to return home. And me, you suspect. Bharadwaj said, Bharat, I know your real nature. You are a scion of the race of Raghu. I questioned you because I wish to draw out a revelation of your affection and loyalty, and thereby establish and spread your glory. Do not grieve. The prince is dwelling on Chitrakoot Hill. Stay here today. Tomorrow you and your ministers can go there. You will please me by accepting hospitality for a day in my ashram. Bharat said, My lord, your wishes and words of affection are a feast to me. What more is required? Bharadwaj smiled, because he could see that Bharat was unwilling to cast the burden of feeding an army on a poor ascetic. He said, I am bound to entertain you in a manner worthy of your status and goodness. Why have you left behind your army and retinue? Bharat answered, I follow the rule that one should not approach a sage's dwelling with a retinue. There is a big crowd following me. It would be a great disturbance to you if they all came here. The rishi replied, Nothing of the sort. Order them all to come up. And so Bharat ordered. Bharadwaj went to the sacrificial fire, and uttering holy prayers, sipped water three times and called on the demigods Vishvakarma, Maya, Yama, Varun, Kubera, Agni, and other celestial beings, and ordered them to produce a great feast for Bharat and his followers. This they did lavishly. Everyone had ample accommodation, sandal paste, flowers, food and drink, music, and dance by divine performers were all provided. Bharadwaj's feast was more sumptuous than that given by great kings to one another. Dwellings and vehicles and servants came suddenly into being. The guests forgot themselves in the feast. They ate fully and soon fell fast asleep.